nothing but a drizzle of rain on my tongue. We gather around Mother and Great Mother, shaking off sleep, ready to follow them.
Our Chinooks will return to us,
Great Mother says firmly.
They always have, since the time of ice.
She leads us on, choosing a path around the islands and inlets of our home waters. Mother travels shoulder to shoulder with her. Mother is the wisest of hunters. If she cannot find our salmon, no one can. And none of us needs our salmon more. Her belly is broader every day. When I make a clickstream, I can see the shape of my soon-to-be-born sister inside her. It has been a hard year, a lean year, but babies are always good luck, and she is the sister I have been waiting for my whole life. We fall into our usual places. Great Mother leads us. Mother nudges the younglings, Deneb and Altair, to the middle, where they can be well looked after. Uncle Rigel swims on one side of them, Aquila on the other. I do not have a particular spot, so I tag along behind where I can hear and see everybody, but they will not pay attention to me. We are a thing to see when we travel. One fin after another cuts through the water, rising like an ocean wave, fast and sleek and strong. Sharks head for the shadows when we come around. Eels slide farther into their caves. Gulls scatter. Seals watch us from their resting spots with wide brown eyes. All day long, Mother sends her clickstream into shallows and under stone arches. She circles underwater rock spires and forest-covered islands, looking for our salmon. We all search. The sea is full of fish, but none are big enough, meaty enough, rich enough. None are salmon. Pull changes over to push. The younglings are ready to eat anything that moves.
Fish! Fish! Fish!
Altair chants, while Deneb flushes out one of the spiky fellows hiding in the rocks. I have already learned my lesson about those. I am not surprised a moment later to see the youngling boys spitting out the pointy bits and finding not much left to swallow. I cannot blame them. Another long day of hunting, another day of hunger. The sun is going down by the time we come to a less rocky spot with a smooth bottom. I spy a pair of eyes in the mud, blinking. I stop my bubble stream and draw in a mouthful of water. You can never tell how big a fish is from the size of the eyes. In my imagination, this one is big enough to feed us all. I squirt the water out of my mouth. It lifts the fish from the mud, and in one snap, I have him. I crunch down until I hear the middle bone crack. Every fish has a middle bone, and when you break it, they stop fighting. I shake off the mud and sand. It is small, barely a mouthful. I blow out a big, sad bubble and rise for breath. Deneb spies my catch first, and Altair is right beside him.
Share! Share!
These are the first words a baby learns. We, alone among the creatures of the sea, share our food.
My clever Vaika, Mother says, always noticing the little things. It takes a sharp eye to find a flatfish.
We all know that flatfish are flavorless, not quite as unsatisfying as eating clouds, but almost.
Only a little one, I say.
I offer her the first bite. She shares her half, so I do the same. The piece I'm left with is hardly worth swallowing. I wish I had given the whole thing to Mother. She needs every mouthful she can get. I look through Mother's belly to see the curled shape of my baby sister.
She is growing just as she should, Mother says, I promise.
It is not kind to look through someone, but I cannot stop checking on Capella. I rub my head ever so gently across the stretched skin of Mother's belly. A sister of my own.